Serious news, seriously entertaining. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Oh, happy, happy, happy Wednesday. I am Gatos, joined by Barry Markson, as my good buddy Chad Benson is off on a solid vacation. Bear, how are you today?
I'm good, Gatos. How are you doing?
So, let's get into it.
Yeah.
All right. So, I am at home today. I'm on the Gatos 3000, and Barry is in the studio. And so we've had, you know, you and I have had some conversations today, and here's what's going on. Why am I home? I don't like doing the show from home. I want to be in the studio. I want to be around everybody. So my wife on Tuesday morning just kind of had a sore throat a little bit. No big deal. But I said, you know what? Let's see how you feel tonight. So Tuesday night, I got home. Well, how you feeling? I have this throat hurts. It's kind of sore.
This is last night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I said, listen, let me go get a take-home COVID test. Let's just rule it out. Don't worry about it. I went to three places last night to buy a take-home COVID test. They cost about $20. The first place was sold out. The second place was sold out. The third place I went to was a Walgreens. They had one left.
Wow.
Asked the guy, is this really the last one? He goes, yeah, we had 350 to start the day.
Wow.
So Barry got home.
Yeah.
All right. So I said, listen, you know, you're not feeling too bad, but take the test. Because we were ready to go on vacation. This is my last week. I'm taking next week off. We're going on vacation. So, you know, we've never taken one of these COVID tests. So, you know, you open it up. She takes the first test. It's positive. I said, do it again. Do it again. Now, let me try it. So I tried it. I did the test. You swab your nose. You put it in and, you know, in this thing. And, okay. I was negative. Okay. And I said, well, do it again. Take it again. And she got her second test back, and it was negative. So we've got a positive and a negative and a sore throat. And we're like, this is not too big of a deal. All right. I'm just going to throw a mask on for the rest of the night. We'll be fine. So what we did was we split up. She's downstairs. I went upstairs, just in case.
I'm a little surprised you didn't make her move out, Gato. So I'm kind of impressed. All right, go ahead.
I know. So she scheduled a test for today, Wednesday, this morning. Official test. She goes, I'm going in the morning. Let's just find out. We're traveling in a couple days. Okay. Come home. COVID positive. All right. So my wife has COVID.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So we're both vaccinated. She got Pfizer. I got Moderna. And so not good. I mean, that's not anything anybody wants to hear, that their spouse has COVID. And, you know, I mean, COVID freaks me out. It killed my mother. But that was a while ago. That was over a year ago. It was at the beginning. We didn't know what we're doing. We have a vaccine.
Right.
Okay. So am I freaking out? No, I'm not freaking out. She has mild symptoms. So, you know, I'm doing the show from home today. I tested on the – I'm going to test later this week, but I'm going to stay out of the office. Barry, I wouldn't put you in any danger. I think if your wife came to you and said, hey, I have COVID, you should still go in and do the show with Gatos. Probably not the best thing with this Delta variant. So I'm fine, you know, being at home. Here's the thing that hurts. First of all, I don't care about anything but her health.
Right.
That's it.
That's it? You don't care about who gave her COVID and going out and finding that person and taking them out?
We, you know what? Because honestly, like we went back in our steps and said, okay, well, we went and had some, we hung out with some friends who were all vaccinated except for one.
Oh, there it is.
On Saturday.
There it is.
But that's not where it is, because you can get it from somebody who's vaccinated.
I don't know.
And this is a bubble that we're kind of in. So that was fine. You know, we went to the mall. Okay. Maybe we picked it up. Maybe she picked it up there. So
you get anywhere now.
Everybody's
out. Yeah, everybody's out everywhere. You're absolutely.
So, you know, this last year, having to, you know, try not to get the virus, but also this last year, how many times have we all canceled a trip, a vacation?
Yeah.
I mean, it started for me last March when I canceled a trip to go see my mom. and I didn't get home. We had to cancel that trip. I never saw her again.
Oh, my goodness.
And so this year, obviously, we want to go do our stuff. We had a wedding that we were going to go to on Saturday.
Right.
And of just somebody we couldn't wait to see get married, and we can't go.
Yeah.
On Sunday, we were leaving for Jamaica, and we were going with my wife's sister, who is celebrating her 50th, and my wife's niece, who's celebrating her 30th. And it was a big deal. And we were going to go and have a really nice time at the beach, and we're going to have to unwind that. And for my wife, that's tough. She wants to go. She wants to be with people. So do I. I just want her safe. Jamaica will be there in a couple weeks. But we're missing out on that kind of, you know, experience. And life is all about experiences.
Yeah.
And with COVID, you know, man, I can't tell you how many trips we've canceled. So,
So Gatos, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So what do you do now? Your wife has COVID. You obviously live in the same house. How she does that normally, I don't know. But she has COVID. What do you do? Is one of you going to go stay in a hotel?
So what we're going to do is we'll bring Dr. Richard Carmona on at 2:15.
There you go.
Okay.
Love it.
So he's a friend of ours on the show, former U.S. Surgeon General. Now he's working with Ducey. I have to ask him about that. He's the senior advisor for the Arizona Department of Health Services. I'll ask him what I should do. Because to be honest with you, I went upstairs last night. We haven't spent, you know, a ton of time necessarily together over the last 24, 48 hours just because life happens. And so I haven't, you know, we slept in the same bed on Monday.
Right. Right.
But she wasn't feeling bad Monday. So, you know, I just care that she's going to be healthy. So we'll ask Carmona in a couple minutes. But it's a great point. Do I wear a mask all over the house? Does she have to wear a mask all over the house? Can she be downstairs and me be upstairs? And you know what? That we're not right next to each other. And so,
But does the whole house have COVID now? You know what I'm saying? Like, don't say that. It's in the air and it's on stuff she touches, and you know it's there now.
Well, I don't think it's the touch thing that I'm worried about.
Right.
It's like, let's say she's down in the living room and she coughs.
Right.
All right, does that come upstairs? I'll be the hypochondriac. Does that come upstairs? I don't know. So I've been wearing the mask for most of the day. But it sucks. And I think the thing that really sucks is I never thought we'd be in a spot like this. I thought, you know, this vaccine came out. We're all getting vaccinated. It's good to go. Well, we got a whole bunch of people who don't want to get vaccinated. All right. Well, the people that did get vaccinated, you can still get COVID. I had a buddy the other day. His kid brought COVID home. Everybody got sick. My friend's wife, mild. He got not deathly ill. He didn't have to go to the hospital. It was brutal.
Yeah.
It was brutal.
Yeah.
So then they're vaccinated. So let's do this. Let's regroup here. We're going to bring on Carmona. I definitely want to ask him about schools and mitigation and Ducey and not having the masks in school. That's going to be the crux of our conversation with Dr. Carmona. But I'm going to ask him what you said, Bear. I think it's a good idea. You know, how do you live with somebody for 10 days who has COVID? Because maybe some of you out there,
dealing with it just like you are right now. Yeah.
Right. Some of us are in the same boat. Okay. So why don't we do that? All right. Coming up, Dr. Richard Carmona in just a second.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
All right, great to have you all listening to the show. Thanks very much. Barry is in for Chad Benson. All right, I've been talking about how my wife has COVID. I hate saying that. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. Very mild symptoms so far. But I'm doing the show from home today. And so let's find out. I mean, how am I supposed to live under the same roof as her for 10 days if she has COVID? Because things going through this, and I'm doing the show from home. So let's ask an expert. He's our friend, Dr. Richard Carmona, former U.S. Surgeon General, now the senior advisor for the ADHS. Hey, Dr. Carmona, how are you today?
I'm good, Gatos. How are you doing? Nice to hear you again.
Yes, nice to have you on the show. So my wife has COVID. We're under the same house, under the same roof. Do you have any advice for me? Because I think some people are living the same life now. Their spouse has COVID. They've kind of separated in the house. What lengths should we go to? to stay safe?
Well, first of all, it's a great question, and it's a common one, as you point out, that, you know, the people are, you know, all of a sudden, all of our your listeners and our constituents here in the state and the nation have to become amateur epidemiologists and immunologists to try and figure out all of this complex stuff. So kudos to you and the team for, you know, voicing this and helping to educate the public. Sure. First of all, are you vaccinated? That would be the first question I'd ask if
Absolutely.
We were doing a consultation.
Yes.
So being that you're vaccinated and you're fully vaccinated, that gives you a modicum of protection. The real question then is, you probably don't know if you're transmitting. So in other words, a person that's vaccinated can still pick up the virus and be able to transmit it to others. So you probably should be tested, probably every few days or at least once a week to be tested to make sure you're not carrying the virus. Okay. Plus, if your wife is staying home and more or less isolating herself that she can't spread the disease to anybody else, and you have no children that are leaving the house that could be transmitting it, then you kind of created a little bubble there. And the most important thing would be to make sure, one, that if you're asymptomatic, you don't have a fever or feel sick, that you're not inadvertently transmitting the virus to somebody else. Otherwise, you go about your life as you normally would with your wife in your home.
Dr. Carmona, are there statistics that show the likelihood of somebody like Gatos who's vaccinated but now living with someone in the same house who has COVID? What's the likelihood of someone in Gatos' position getting COVID?
Well, the likelihood of a non-vaccinated person with intimate contact, meaning household contact every day, is high that you will get the virus. The question is will it be clinically expressed? Will you somehow have immunity that we don't even know about yet that protects you? Or could you be an asymptomatic carrier? Hence the importance of being tested, even if you feel well. The vaccinated person should still be tested because they're in the same home, and we know that healthy vaccinated people may still be able to transmit disease inadvertently. And if that was the case and you knew you had the virus, then we'd want to isolate you as well until that virus was shed from your system, which your immune system would probably do, but it might take a few days.
All right. Dr. Richard Carmona, former U.S. Surgeon General, let's talk about your new gig. You're the senior advisor for the Arizona Department of Health Services. Listen, I'm just going to be real honest. I love that you've come on the show the last year and a half. You've helped us understand COVID. You've been a godsend to us. I respect you highly. Ducey is another story. I have not liked the job that he has done. And I'm glad that you're on the team and that you may be able to give him some advice, and I hope he listens to you. The ban on mask mandates. Schools are a mess right now. Kids are getting COVID. Parents are sending their kids to school with COVID. Can you change his mind and get masks on kids?
So here's a – first of all, thank you for that. I've had a lot of the same questions from my colleagues, and the governor and I have had a number of conversations. In fact, – over the last year, we've had a number of conversations where he's reached out and asked my opinion on things. And of course, you know, a governor gets lots of opinions from a lot of people that, you know, come to converge around a decision. What I decided to do when the governor and I were speaking and he asked my opinion, I said, well, governor, I'm happy to help you, but I think we need to change the narrative. The narrative now is one that divides our country and divides our state. Mandates for, against, you know, executive orders, laws, legislative issues. The people are tired of all of this. You know, the metaphor I use often is to say, you know, Rome is burning and Nero is still fiddling. I said, we have a clearly defined value proposition before us. That is to stop the transmissibility of this disease as quickly as possible. So I'll join your team and I'll help you. But I would ask you, Governor, can we align around you and I telling everybody get vaccinated, urging people to take the appropriate public health precautions as are defined in their given communities based on disease transmissibility in those communities, which would include masks? And he said, yes, I agree with you. We should do all those things. Wash hands, use sanitizers, social distancing, wearing masks. And I said, fine. I am going to stay away from getting involved in these political debates because, quite frankly, they are not productive as it relates to the health, safety, and security of our state. Let's you and I just work together to do everything we can to inspire and empower people to make the appropriate decision to get vaccinated, number one. Number two, to mask where it is appropriate, and that's their decision, but let's do it that way rather than get into a political battle and incorporate all of the well-known public health mitigation strategies into individuals, families, and communities. And so that's why I joined the team, because I think that we met a common ground that could be beneficial to the public. And yet I will stay away from any of the politics, because we are not gaining anything from that. It is dividing us, and it's hurting us maybe as much as the virus sometimes, because the virus doesn't recognize Republicans, Democrats, or independents. It takes lives, and it robs us of our economy and our humanity and our lifestyles, independent of political parties.
I'm staying
focused on the mission.
Dr. Richard Carmona is with us here on KTER. Doctor, a couple of very quick questions. We got to head to the news.
But
let me ask you, would you agree with us that kids wearing masks in school is something that's important to keep the transmissibility down in schools?
Yes, absolutely. But I will tell you, I'm struggling also with the psychosocial development issues.
Yeah.
You know, what happens when the kids can't see other people, can't read facial language and expression? And you know, so those are the things we have to balance. But there's no question that the science tells us that it will decrease transmissibility. But the other thing we have to look at as professionals is, what is the cost of that? And not only, I'm not talking dollars, but in the psychosocial evolution of a child. And so we all are worried about those things. And those are psychologists, anthropologists, pediatricians, all concerned, even though they understand the mask is beneficial, what are the unintended consequences as well? And we don't know the answers to that. But I think it's the right thing to have those discussions.
And then, Doctor, just very quickly, I've been getting the impression that Governor Ducey's, although he says the right things on occasion when he's asked, he doesn't go out there and put himself out front with it, doesn't go speak to groups who aren't getting vaccinated. Is that something that you're going to be doing now for the administration?
I will be doing it, and the governor has said we will be doing it. He and I plan to do some PSAs and some press conferences together. We plan to work with the business community. We plan to work with our universities. We want to make sure that, you know, we can extinguish this as quickly as possible. So as the universities have their basketball season, as our football seasons, our professional teams are not going to be hampered by the virus. And he understands that the best way to have our economy continue to thrive in Arizona and to not have it impeded by a virus is to get everybody vaccinated. So it's not just the health side. It's really making sure that we don't suffer from more unemployment, more closures, and more stress in our society. So the governor's been very clear. He is absolutely committed to that value proposition, as I have stated to you. And again, I've only been on the job a couple of days in my position as advising him on these issues. But he has made the commitment because he feels it's important for all the reasons I mentioned.
Hey, Dr. Richard Carmona, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you soon. Appreciate it.
You bet. Take care, guys. Bye-bye now. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thanks, Doctor.
Sure. Barry, I'm glad he's on the team. He's a smart guy.
Absolutely.
I think that Ducey needs someone who's going to tell it like it is. Remember, Richard Carmona, when he was under George W. Bush, I don't remember the exact reason, he walked out. He goes, if you're not going to do this, I'm leaving. And so he's tough. And the governor needs somebody governor needs to be led. So we'll talk about it on the other side. But we'll discuss a little bit more with Richard Carmona. We'll come back and discuss that kind of stuff. Barry is in for Chad. Stick around.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The Gatos and Chad Show, afternoons.
Yesenia Garcia is seeking $300,000 in damages after she was arrested on DUI and hit-and-run charges. Garcia's attorney, Benjamin Taylor, tells KTAR officers failed to look at surveillance videos and receipts provided by Garcia before arresting her.
Miss Garcia's car on video by the Scottsdale Galleria shows that her car was parked there prior to this incident. The car never moved. Her car was always parked there, and it shows a person jumping on her car, stomping on it.
Nailea Leon, KTAR News.
And now, Barry, I'm glad you're in today because you're a lawyer, and I don't have to pay you to get legal advice.
Wait, what?
But this story is very troubling. So let's go over it. You've got a woman who was in a restaurant or a bar having some fun, came out to her car and saw that there was damage to the car. Someone had smashed in, her windshield, And the cops got there and said, yeah, you know, I'm glad we see you here because we're taking you to jail. Well, why? Because there was a hit and run down the street, and we're looking at your car, and your windshield is crashed in. And she's like, I've been in a bar all night. I haven't moved this car since we got there. So it's one of those things where you just try and figure out what exactly do you tell the cops?
Well, if, in that case, assuming what she's saying is true, you tell them the truth. I parked right. my car. I went inside. I haven't come out. I haven't driven it. It hasn't happened. Here's my boyfriend who was with me. Here's other people inside. I mean, I was just in this bar. Go inside and ask them.
Yeah.
Here's who my waitress is. Here's the bartender. And they'll tell you I've been here. Those things seem obvious. Now, I don't know what the police did or if they investigated that to rule her out based on what she was saying. But instead, they said she was intoxicated. They thought she was driving. And I mean, the circumstantial evidence is somebody hit a pedestrian and there's a car here with a cracked, with a, looks like somebody hit a pedestrian with the car. So
one plus one equals two.
Yeah, I understand that. Like. But if the person is denying it and saying, I didn't do it, here's who I was with, here's where I was, the investigation seems relatively straightforward to me. But I don't know. I don't know what they found. But for Gators, I have to tell you, though, this is the, you know, it's the danger. The police and the prosecutors in our country have an immense power over people's lives. It's an amazing amount of power. And the vast majority of time, I think they use it appropriately and they recognize that power and they keep it in check. But when they don't, and again, I don't know what happened here with the police department, so I don't know that they did something wrong. I don't know. But if they did what this woman is claiming they did, where they disregarded facts, they didn't do it a proper investigation that would have quickly ruled her out as a suspect, but yet you charge her with a felony, you're turning her life upside down. I mean, this is, if you're employed somewhere and you're charged with a felony, guess what? You've just lost your job. You have right. to hire an attorney who's extremely expensive to try. Your life is on the line here. And that's what they're doing. And it reminds me of what happened with the city of Phoenix with the people who were protesting BLM, the things that are being investigated now, where they started charging them as gang members and conspiracies and all these things. And these people are saying, look, I was just on the street protesting, exercising my First Amendment rights. I am nothing more than that. But the police did more and they turned these people's lives upside down. That's a very dangerous abuse of power if, in fact, that's what occurred.
How much money do you think they're going to get? She's going to get.
Well, she's asking for $350,000. Again, I don't know that the police department did anything wrong here. Maybe they investigated what she's saying and they didn't. That evidence didn't come up. So it's unclear to me. But if it's as she's saying, my guess is it'll settle for, you know, somewhere in $100,000 range, $150,000. I mean, I don't know. Those are the sorts of things you have to see. Does she really want to resolve it and get a little money, or does she, you know, in essence, want her day in court? She's been very wronged, and I have to say, if you really didn't do anything and you're charged with a felony and your life is turned upside down and who knows what happened to her life, that'll upset you. I mean, I understand why you'd be upset by that. And she's out a lot of money, no question. Just for the lawyer fee, she's out a lot of money.
You got to prove that she was in the car and that she hit somebody, because, you know, the defense could say it was her. It wasn't her car, but you can say even if it was her car, which right. it wasn't, even if it was her car, you can't prove that she was driving. It could exactly. been. It could have been somebody else. Somebody could have stole the car. Her friend could have taken right. the car. So that's where.
Now, and let's say she didn't have all. If she didn't have witnesses and she wasn't with her boyfriend and she didn't have people in the bar who could vouch for where she was, the circumstantial evidence can be enough to convict you. I mean, that can happen. But if what she's saying is true, again, it seems like a pretty easy case to not to solve, but to certainly rule her out. If yeah, in fact all of that is true,
I always start on the cop side. You know that.
Yeah.
I'm always on the police side at the very beginning. Then let's go through and see how they did, because their job is so hard. So I side with them right away.
Right.
And then I look at it and then I study it. And after looking at this, they blew it.
Well, it certainly looks like that. I mean,
they blew it.
Keep in mind, we're only seeing her side of it. So we don't know the other side yet. So I'm curious, because it just seems too obvious. So there might be something else that we're not seeing. But you're right. And I'm with you. The police almost always do the right thing and doing the right job. Sometimes something bad happens. Sometimes they just make a mistake. You know, that right. kind of thing happens. But they, again, it's the respect for this unbelievable authority and power we give our police and prosecutors. It's a lot. And as long as they respect it and treat it appropriately, then it's a good thing. But if not, it can really be bad for people.
All right. Coming up next, if you're unvaccinated, the CDC has a message for you for this Labor Day weekend. This is a strange one. We'll talk about it next.
Arizona's news station. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
All right, find out what the top three local stories are at 3:05. We bring you the All Arizona Daily Download. All right, Barry is in for Chad. Barry, really interesting with this Delta outbreak. The CDC has a I don't know if it's a warning or a threat or just an ask of people who are unvaccinated. Basically what they're saying is if you're unvaccinated, don't travel during the Labor Day holiday weekend.
People
are going to really listen to that.
Yeah, this is the CDC is trying to get this transmission down, the rate down, because hospital occupancy is up. This is going up and up, and in some parts of the country even more than it is here in Arizona, which is pretty high. Gatos, you told your story earlier. Your wife just got COVID. I have a friend of mine whose daughter went on a church, a chorus show thing where they were out of town, and one of the kids wasn't vaccinated. These are high school kids, and she came down, and other people came down with COVID. They're home now with COVID. Their whole families are now just like you are. They're kind of quarantined. They can't leave right. The house. So when people who don't get vaccinated say, it's my decision, it only affects me, that's not true. All these other people now are affected and their lives are messed up because somebody decides they don't want to get a vaccine. So, yeah, the CDC is saying don't travel. Unfortunately, my guess is most of these folks who aren't getting the vaccine aren't going to listen to the CDC.
And I think it depends on where you're traveling to. Like I've got a few friends who don't want the vaccine. They decided to travel to a beach. I think it was like the Bahamas or it was something like that. Well, they had to get tested before they went. So they went and got tested and then they got to go. I mean, at least that's something. At least, you know, you're not going to walk on the plane most likely with COVID and spread it to a bunch of people. But, you know, if you're the CDC, you can't ask people. I mean, you can. You can ask unvaccinated Americans, stay home during Labor Day. Nobody's going to listen to that.
No.
What if I don't? What are you going to do?
Right.
Nothing. They're not going to do anything. So I don't even know why you come out with this.
Well,
because if you're unvaccinated and you see the CDC says this, I think you're like, yeah, you guys stink. You guys have blown it from the very beginning. Why should I even listen to you?
I think they feel like they have to do it now, Gatos, get it out in advance so that if Labor Day becomes, you know, kind of a super spreader and the numbers pick up next week and the week after, which they're likely to do, they can come back. You know, they can say, look, we tried. We told people not to leave.
Well. But it doesn't work.
They're given the guidance. Well, I think what'll work is telling businesses, and as we're seeing here in Arizona, every concert venue and promoter saying, you want to come to a concert? You have to be vaccinated.
Right.
I'd love to see the government say, you want to fly in a plane? You have to be vaccinated. I mean, these are things, you're seeing more and more of this. It's going to happen. I'm helping with some charity events in the fall, and they're trying to decide whether to go forward or not. But if they do, they're going to require every person in attendance to be vaccinated, and you're going to have to show it and prove it. And that's because otherwise they have to shut it down, and they don't want to shut it down. They're raising money for charity, but they don't feel they have any choice. The more of that occurs, the more vaccinated people I think will follow.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at like the TSA, they're seeing a lot less people. If you ask the airlines, people are canceling. Not only because, like I said it earlier this hour, so my wife has COVID. Yeesh, right? I mean, she feels okay. And we're hoping it's just going to be mild because she's vaccinated. But, you know, we've had to cancel our plans. We were going on a plane, so we canceled that. There'd be two less people on a flight. I think if you're unvaccinated, you're going to go and live your life and you're going to go do your thing. You know, it hasn't stopped you from doing anything. Most people who are unvaccinated are probably out more than the people.
I think you're right.
And vaccinated.
I'll be honest with you. There's a level of selfishness there. And I understand you want to be in charge of what happens to your body. I agree. I think we all feel that way. But we used to have more of a collective duty to others, to those around us, our family and friends, but even just to the general public. We got vaccinated so that not only did we not get something, but we didn't transmit it, give it to somebody else. And that seems to be gone for a large percentage of the population. And it's just unfortunate because if people had picked up this vaccine and taken the vaccine, Gatos, over the last several months, we had a huge rush, you know, for the first several months.
Sure.
And then it just stopped. If the rest of the folks would have done it, I don't think we'd be where we are right now.
Nope. I totally agree. But to get people vaccinated who don't want to be vaccinated, the only way you're going to do it is if your place of work mandates it. And then you still might not do it. So We'll keep our eye on what the CDC says with the unvaccinated in Labor Day. They say stay home if you're unvaccinated. Hey, coming up next, did Trump bankroll the audit? You know the one in Arizona? The Daily Download is next.